This is the Delay W Podcast. This is episode 32, season 3. And we got some new members of the podcast. M.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
My ears.
Yep.
We all good. All good.
Is this good?
Oh my God.
No, you good. You good. We can hear you now.
All right, damn. My first story. So this is like my first actual pharmacy job. I'm fresh out of like pharmaceutical school, did all of that, the testing, ID, the whole nine. And it wasn't a bad job. Like realistically, how everybody was working ethnic wise and whatnot, everybody was cool. But what fucks it up was because I'm clumsy. So on top of it being repetitive, but you know, I'm trying to open up a box of vials. I'm using the end of a spatula, which you know, count the pills with. And at the end, it's like a little.
Did you say a spatula?
Yes, a spatula. Not no like cooking spatula.
It's what, you
like
got a spatula? Pill.
You know, it's not no actual grill spatula, nothing like that. It's like a little butter knife type deal, wooden end. You can pull out a little hook. I'm opening a box of vials, which is what you know you put the pills in. I'm cutting away for myself. It's not working. So, you know, I'm cutting at myself at this point because I'm just trying to get the vials open, man. It's a long day at work. My feet hurt. I'm trying to, like, just get it done. I've been counting all day. I don't want to do this no more. I'm tired. Like, fuck what they talking about. So, you know, I'm cutting at myself. Man, my hand was at the top. It should have been, like, a piece of cardboard if we're thinking realistically because I sliced right through it. We hear like, damn, trying to talk to the lead pharmacist. I'm like, hey, so, you know, cut my hand open. What do you think I should do? And she's like, oh, we'll give you a Band-Aid. And I'm like, can you really look at it, though? Because I don't think this is like a Band-Aid. Like,
oh, my gosh.
I think this is kind of serious.
As your hand is gushing on the floor.
I'm over here like a kiki and like, ah, you know, that's how I cope with things. I'm laughing, having a whole panic attack. But I'm laughing because it's kind of funny low-key because how it all went down. So she's looking at it, and then she looks at it, she's like, oh my goodness, yes, please go to urgent care. I got 4 stitches that day. First time ever getting 4 stitches cut right through my thumb, like the, you know how your palm is, and it's like the edge of your palm, like right there. Wasn't like no man's land, actually in your hand, because that would have been a real problem. This was like fixable. Part. You know, like this was fixable. But even then, like, when I was sitting in the emergency room waiting, like, I could see my tendon moving. That shit was crazy. So that's why that makes that a bad job experience.
God. Damn.
Damn.
Like, you just going Mortal Kombat your shit? Said, oh, I like the way my hand flexes.
Get over
like, I was looking at it because it didn't really hurt at first. So it wasn't until I was sitting and waiting. That's when the pain
came.
I'm in there, like.
I'm fucking, like, cringing right now. Like, what the fuck?
I have photos too. Like, nope. You're more than welcome to share them.
I would like to see those. I'm not gonna lie, because my
I have them with the stitches and all. First time I ever got stitches, that shit was scary. It wasn't, but it was. You know, they numb your hand, they clean it, whatever they use, that little, it's like a brown antibiotic that like cleans the wound.
Niggas gave you iodine.
Literally, basically, like
Robitussin.
Burnt, hurt. Was in
that
pain.
He gets it.
So that's why it's the bad, like, worst job experience. Because the coworkers were cool. I mean, over retail, personally, just means pharmaceuticals. I don't like that shit. It's
man,
too much. It's
hectic.
It's messy. It's drama. But yes, I cut my hand interning. Not even at a job. Like, I was interning, trying to get my hours to get a job. You know, I still got a great job after that. But here we are. Got a whole summer.
Damn, that's gruesome.
excuse me.
I'm
having
a lot of
blood loss. I
muscles
I know, but
so did you like the way the inside of your hand looked?
You know, as much as I was kind of creeped out, I was looking kind of fast. I was looking at it like, damn, this is my hand. This
she cut her hand open at work. Like deep enough.
It wasn't purposely, because at one point it hurt. It really did. They were talking to me and they're like, you're so lucky you didn't cut like an inch deeper. And I was like,
Oh, my bad. I thought my mic was on when I told you. She cut her hand open at work one time, and she could see the tendon moving and shit. She was working at a pharmacy trying to open up the box and accidentally cut herself.
Yes. Like, I know. That's so goated. I mean, not goated, but, you know, like...
Goddamn.
Wait a minute.
Not goated, but, yo, like, man, that's
fucking
cool.
Lit. He's got all these fucking tendons. Holy shit.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Like, that's cool to me. Like, I'm fascinated by the body, by that shit.
Don't touch me.
I've never wound wise. I think the worst wound I've sustained was why the fuck am I phone turned on? The worst wound I've sustained was ripping a cuticle, a nail cuticle, by going up the stairs. Do y'all know what a cuticle is?
How'd you do that?
I was going up the stairs with one of my old blankets and I tripped. So my big toe was pointing down towards the steps and I pretty much put all my weight on that one spot and it shot the nail back. Into like, yeah.
Man, that sounds like a thousand ways to die.
Yeah, basically my nail just literally like, you was just
trying
me.
To go to sleep.
It was a bloody mess.
Yeah, you already know. Can you already know what the announcer said? You already know at the end of the episode he said some funny shit. He be on some looks like a werewolf just got wolfed or some shit like that, bro. Like,
what the fuck?
What that shit it be saying? Oh, but you know what that did remind me of? When I worked at Academy, bro. You know how like the shoes are like on like zip ties or whatever, like the display shoes. I don't know if y'all ever like noticed that.
Definitely didn't try to steal one.
So they gave us like a it's kind of like a nail clipper, but like it can cut through like damn near anything.
And I was supposed to like job.
It does its job.
Oh, so you had the same spatula, you know?
Essentially, yeah.
Man.
But I had forgot my shit one day, and I was like, "Fuck!" And I was like, "Let me use some scissors," and these scissors were sharp as hell. And I'm not gonna lie, I almost cut off my thumb.
How hard?
But I did cut a finger though.
The slip holds together.
I didn't pay attention, bro. Like I was like cutting the strap, and I didn't notice my finger was right there. So I had a pretty nasty cut and almost cut off my like my thumb. And I was just like, oh.
And I didn't so initially feel it. Do you know how important the thumb is to the hand?
This nigga had
the thumb. Oh, yeah, I know. Are the most important parts of the hand.
It's crazy that you mentioned that because I think when I was like in the third grade, I actually broke my pinky.
Wait, congrats.
What? I broke my pinky.
How'd you do that?
Fuck you.
I'm glad. All right, so I'm coming from my cousin's house or whatever, and I'm trying to get in the house, you know, I'm trying to play the game, you know, trying to play the game, hop on that PS2, you already know what I'm saying.
All right,
I had tripped, bro, and I guess when I landed on my hand, like I landed on my pinky, and like I'm sitting there for saying, dang, I think this mug is out of here, like it's deceased. And my dad didn't make it no better because the nigga tried to pop the shit back in place and he made it worse. I was like,
what the fuck?
That nigga
popped it back in. He said, nah, we ain't going to the doctor. We ain't doing that.
You go.
Damn, that actually reminds me of another story, but it's not on the topic of bad jobs, but it was a job that my dad was a part in because he played for the NFL, and there was one accident where he played center for the St. Louis Cardinals, so he snapped the ball and he went to his usual blocking, and his finger, his pinky, his right pinky, got snagged on someone's jersey, and he didn't know at the time that it was dislocated until he walked all the way back to the stands, or not the stands, the benches, and a trainer asked him, first he asked him, are you okay? He's like, yeah. And he walked up closer and told him to look at his pinky, and his pinky was literally 90 degrees facing to the right. So the trainer looked at the pinky, snapped it back in place. The next day, it started hurting.
Mm-hmm. Looks like he should have went to the hand center.
Shut the fuck up. Nah, this reminds me of some shit. This was back in high school. This was my friend at the time. I met Quez. It's like, they was, like, this is the time of the year where they was just hoeing everybody. And they finally put that nigga in on defense where he wanted to fucking be. They had that nigga on the line. That nigga jumped the whole line and blocked the fucking punt and shit. And that was the coldest shit I've ever seen that nigga do in my life. Other than that, he was pure fucking garbage. Sideline excited. We was gassing him up. That nigga got his hand out and shit. That nigga finger bent sideways, the bone sticking out. Oh. Like that nigga finger hanging off his
face. And I had to take a fucking piece of cake when you said that.
Well, yeah, that nigga, we everybody stopped. Everybody on the bench, the coaches, everybody said, oh, shit. And stared at that nigga finger. Everybody was quiet. Then that nigga seen that nigga shit. He started screaming. He said, hey, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah, Compound fracture.
Nah, that bitch was broke. You saw the bone sticking out. That bitch looking all off the bone.
Wild, bro. That's what they call it. They call it a compound fracture if it comes right out of the skin.
Ew.
Like that basketball player, Kevin Ware. Remember that shit?
Oh. That shit was all loud. Giving me chills. I know. Oh my damn.
How does a fucking jump break a fucking. It didn't look poorly done. It's just random. It just exploded out of his fucking knee. Like, how? I've fallen so many times.
Let me out.
If you literally the wrong way, fuck up your shit.
My God. No, I don't think I still have a picture. I don't even want to look it up now. Shit.
I mean, you brought it up.
This
true.
But, back on topic, Coconut, didn't you say you had a bad experience at Dunkin' Donuts?
Oh, just my being God. Dunkin' Donuts is just a bad experience, bro.
Well, look, Coconut, I can't even fault you because, one, Dunkin' Donuts is kind of mean, so...
Dude, there's several instances where I consider Dunkin' Donuts a bad job or just doing anything for American companies that's for, you know, just for the general public sucks.
Oh.
Customers suck. The higher ups suck. Pretty mean, pretty bossy. But, you know, they have to be bossy, but this one's not, like, cool at all. Like, example, when I first joined, you know, minimum wage, whatever. Like, I understand it's a shit job if it's a minimum wage all the time. But then I found out that apparently when I work in the afternoon shifts, okay, this honestly could be, like, a legal thing or... Like, I probably could do something about it, but it's a minimum wage job. I don't give a fuck. But I found out that when I was working there, during the times, you know, I'm taking all my hours. And then when this is my first job, and I asked for a pay stub, you know, see how many hours. And then, you know, my wage to see, like, if everything's correct, you know. I got the pay stub. Or no, I asked... my higher up, and he's like, "What? You don't trust me?" And I was like, "What?
Yeah,
no." I was like, "Bro, it's I just want to
have access to your records." Like,
my parents literally told me, "Hey, you should go check your pay stub. You know, it's your first job. Let's check it out." You know, literally within the first paycheck of working there, he already says, "What? You don't trust me?" And such a tone where it didn't seem like a person that you would consider a boss that you want to follow or anything. I was just like, what the fuck? It's like, isn't this supposed to be my files? So when I got it, I looked at it. It seemed okay, but, you know, but I would ask for it every month or sometimes twice a month, you know, normal bi-weekly paychecks, right? I got to a point where lately I started to see that something wasn't adding up. I've noticed that within 1 month, for several hours, I wasn't getting that money. Something like that went while totaling it.
Coconut had to go on an investigation. He said, look, y'all niggas not good at math, but something not adding up here.
Nah, dude, like for real. I got to a point where I'm like, You know, this is my money. I'm fucking working. I don't give a shit if it's you're corporate money, or not.
I need it now.
Yeah.
Literally.
Dude, I'm fucking working for you and something's not adding up. When I went to talk to the person or the boss, like, I don't want to say his name, but man, fuck that guy. Apparently, he was during the hours of working, during my shift, you can only have two people per shift. Okay, this afternoon. However, you can't take a break. It's because during that shift, who's going to run the front and the drive-thru at the same time? Like, you can't just have one person, right? Is that one person going to do an entire rush by himself in the store? No. Hell no. It's not going to look good. So I found out that our boss was taking an hour from our paychecks during the afternoon every shift away, thinking that, oh, that's supposed to be your break period. But he never told me that I could take a break. And I was like,
bullshit.
I asked him, I was like,
I understand you trying to be the bigger person, but you don't want to push the issue for real on that.
I mean, I got a better job. It's the past. I can move on. I move on really fast. I don't give a fuck about the shit.
These corporate businesses, man.
You could say something, but I'm going to tell you this. They will make you quiet. You will make you secret. And nothing's ever going to happen. It's America. Freedom, right? Fuck it. But yeah, so that's one instance. He gave me my money back, but then he continued removing that money away from me shift. So I lied that I was moving, and then I'm going to like the school and I have to live in a dorm, blah blah blah. So I got out of there. Like, I don't want to burn ties. It's because I do want their word as like letters of recommendations and shit, just so I could use them. I'd rather use them as a tool.
You don't
want
to burn that bridge. I hear you.
Yeah, yeah. Because like they noticed that I was a good worker. And another thing, like working at Dunkin' Donuts, the customers are bullshit all the time. All right. So we had a customer come in and she asked for a donut. Okay. Normally a donut is $1 or 99 cents, whatever. And she would look at me. She's like, why is it so expensive? Last time I came here, it was like 50 cents. And I'm like,
maybe in the 40s. Like,
in the fucking 60s?
I was just like, what are you talking about? I'm like, this person's like relatively young. I mean, like maybe 25. And I'm just like, what are you talking about? It's my first job. This is like one of the first weeks. And I instantly said to her, oh, no, ma'am. It's actually $1. It's been like this for over a couple of years. Unfortunately, it's always been like this, and I'll be charging you for $1. So it just got to a point where I was like, oh, hello? Did I cut off?
No.
No,
you're good.
You're good.
Oh, all right. So customers would always try to bullshit anything for something so cheap, you know? Like, $1 for a donut, I think that's fine, because, you know, you got to make shit, right? But then another bullshit thing. The Dunkin' Donuts I worked at, we didn't make the donuts in-house. They came in fucking frozen. And what they would do, they would put it in the oven.
Oh my god, you're shitting me.
Give me my money back.
No. It's only our store. It's only the store that's run by this general manager. But after this, I could tell y'all which Dunkin' Donuts is like where to go to instead of the one I worked at and also the other stores.
I'm not going to either. Mug is water.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't care. Shipley's is better.
Oh, yeah, I go to Shipley's sometimes too.
Dude, it's so much better. But the only thing that's good about Dunkin' Donuts is that they last longer. Like, you can microwave them and they're not stale as fuck. Because Shipley's is meant to be eat fresh. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Because like if you wait for Shipley's for like a couple hours later, yeah, they may be soft, but like in the inside, you can feel it like a little hardened up. And it's like, oh god.
Hard. Yeah.
Yeah. But going back to Dunkin' Donuts, we had this customer come in. He goes up to the drive-thru. Hey, where's the closest Shipley's? I was like, bitch, what? It was like he pulled up and then I was like, oh, customers are always right, right? Pulled up my phone, fucking Google Maps the shit out for him. Yeah, I told him to go, I think there's one on 1960.
That's like someone pulling up to In-N-Out saying, hey, where's the closest Whataburger?
Bro, I literally told him to go there.
A nigga pulled up to the Chum Buck and I said, where the Krusty Krab?
For real, bro. And then, I think for some reason, they also, during seasonal stuff, they fucked up the system on the computer or whatever, saying like kolaches. There's like mini kolaches and big kolaches, right? Every time you choose the mini kolaches, it instantly rings up as a big kolache. You know? And then if you get a big kolache, it's still big kolache, right? So this guy ordered like, oh, can I get 8 mini pieces or 8 mini kolaches? It rang up, and he's like, why is it so expensive? Like, because these kolaches were like almost $2, because these are gigantic. And we gave, and he paid for it without knowing. Like he didn't really care about the price until later. But he's just like, bro, why do I have 8 gigantic kolaches instead of the small ones? And I was like, what can I do? And then corporate or the boss got mad at me and told me to pay for the rest of it.
Nigga, what?
Yeah.
Told you to pay for it?
Yeah. And I was like, no.
Not the store, but you?
I told him. It's like, hey, let me show you. And I showed it to him. He's like, oh, no, that's not right. I'm like, yeah, exactly. It's not right. I think I fucked up. I meant to say that the air time they ordered a big kolache, it would ring up as the smaller kolaches. There you go. That's better. But like, yeah, so the price difference was big, like the gap wise. And it got to a point where, you know, the system, that's how it always was, right? He basically made me pay for it or he would fire me. And the thing is, I was already going to school and I was like, I don't really want to lose a job and look for another one. I'm too fucking lazy. So I said, all right, here's $20. Fuck it. But he made me pay for it. And even though I told him how the system was being rung up, he said, oh, that's your fault. It's your fault. I'm like, bitch. Oh, I didn't say bitch, but like
I would have. You know, bitch.
The thing is, if you say anything back, they could start, you know, saying other things back. To me, it's just a waste of time. Like for me, I consider time more valuable than money. If you'd say that.
Nah. Yeah. But they're taking money out of your pocket right then and there though.
Yeah. But guess what?
It'd be one thing if they'd be like, oh, you get a write up, right?
No. It's just okay. But the thing is,
once they say no, you gotta pay for it, like
no. But look at this. I see it as like, all right, if I get fired from the job, then I don't have any more income coming in. If I give them that money, I could probably work maybe an extra 3 hours or 4 hours and I'll get that money back.
Which is understandable, that's fine. But like logistically they should have tried a write up first.
Not this
seems boss. A little sketch.
And yo, this boss was the guy that would go to the gentleman's club next to AMC, even if he has a wife. And he was also married.
I mean, what does that mean?
Like, you know, usually that's just morally shit, you know?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
it's just like in my mind, I'm just like, oh, okay, if that's your characteristics, that means you're not really a good guy in a way. But in my mind, it's like, I don't know. He says he works a lot, but he's always in the back. Yeah, he's probably doing a lot of paperwork, but man, he treated us like shit too. So I stole a lot of his donuts and
Not stole.
He said it was okay. You could take some, but I took like dozens and gave it to my friends whenever for breakfast or whatever.
See, that's a real firm right there. Like,
it's like if I'm fucking working, I'm gonna eat. And it's not coming from my pocket yet.
Nigga brought this shit home like how black moms make spaghetti for the
week. No, but the thing is, it's just not donuts. Like I can make sandwiches, wraps. I could bring whatever drink I want, you know. But the thing is, he would message me. He's like, hey, you can't do that. I'm like, all right, that's it. I just say, okay, I continue doing it. It's because, you know, you made me pay for something that's your fault. So I'm going to take more than my money's back. With just the items that you serve. It was complete BS with him. Dunkin' Donuts suck. I always recommend not to work there. Unless it's like, it's like a good general manager, then fuck it, why not? But nah. Minimum wage jobs most likely will always be shit.
Always be shit. That's a fact.
Yeah. Most jobs that are considered okay is when it's $15 an hour and more. you get some benefits out of that, at least.
I mean, you do, but it's still a lot of cons.
Still not enough, bro. Not what enough, the fuck? Bro.
I'm not enough to deal with the bullshit in an hour.
I'm a minimalist, so I don't really need a lot of stuff. Like, I don't need any extra. I could live in a room with nothing hanging on my walls, and I'll be chilling.
You know? I hear that. Just when I say it, it's more so in a sense of, like, I'm putting my hard work into this. Like, I'm doing my absolute best, and this is what you're paying me for real.
I kind of see it's like, if you're working, you always have to take pride in your job. Even doesn't matter how much you're getting paid. I see it as like, if I'm working, I fucking work. I don't care if it's working harder or not.
That's not really, that's not just the, like, the issue. Like, since they pay you more, of course, like, the standards are going to be higher, right? But sometimes it's just, like, unrealistic, and then they don't give you enough hours. And they kind of just bullshit you into, like, you know, it's like a peak moment or month. Like, right now it's a holiday, so my hours are picking up like crazy, right? But they're going to drop like crazy, too.
That's true.
Because, you know, sales are not going up because they don't communicate at all, and it's so fucking frustrating. Like,
that's really the problem. They just don't communicate. I feel like if they communicated more, then nobody would really have an issue. It's just people come in, see things are different, and you're like, "Hey, yeah, why didn't nobody say anything?" Like, that's kind of rude.
I thought
I was an employee.
I could see y'all, but like, I kind of understand what you're saying. But like, how I was raised, I was always doing labor intensive work. Even when there was no pay whatsoever. When I'm getting paid, I'm so fortunate. I see it as very fortunate for me to, like, work my ass off. Like, if it's just a minimum wage, yeah, it may be a shitty job, but I still work my ass off. That's a good
mindset to have, but don't undervalue yourself. Don't let these corporate companies
work
you to the bone.
You
better get your coin.
Oh, hell no.
You better get that bag. That's understandable.
I don't know.
I don't care what they're talking about.
I just see it as, like, oh, if you're getting paid, I will work my ass off. And hey, sometimes people are always watching you. Remember that. People are always watching you.
Good, bad, benefit, not a benefit. Always watching.
Someday there will be a point in time where you're working your ass off. Could be a minimum wage. But there's somebody that recognizes your work and most likely can give you a better opportunity. That's what I'm saying. Like, just keep on working your ass off.
That's not true for minimum wage. I don't know, bro. I couldn't even afford to eat because I worked at the GameStop in the mall. I couldn't even.
They were well.
To get lunch on my break, bro.
Before I like quit, like, they were offering me a scholarship and all that too. Like,
bro, I remember Saint used to tell me that stuff, bro, and I used to feel so bad for him, bro. I said, "Damn, my nigga can't even get him a bite to eat at Wendy's, bro."
the only scholarship you was getting at GameStop was a discount, employee day discount.
Hey man, you choose where to work.
That shit was so terrible.
Yeah. Well,
no, that wasn't even a sense of choosing where to work. That was just, that's the only thing that's fucking hiring. I got lucky. So, like, the manager, she was real as fuck. We've told this on an episode before, but long story short, I went there like months in advance looking for a job because nobody's hiring people that doesn't have experience, right? I didn't have no fucking job experience at all. But she remembered me when I had gave out like my resume and stuff, and like months later she hit me up and came in clutch, right? Like, she was cool, right? The other manager, like the assistant manager, he was racist as fuck and a creep. Found out later they fired his ass because he tried to like come on to like a female employee, and that shit did not go bad.
Wow.
I mean, it went bad. It did not go good. Like, the corporate got his ass the fuck out of there. But nah, that shit was there's a reason, like, I don't mean to be, like, not fortunate in, like, understanding how much money I'm getting paid now. But when I looked at working at GameStop, bro, I learned that you got to, like, really value yourself. Because there was so much bullshit they were doing. Like, you didn't even have, like a break, really. Like, not even 30 minutes. It was only 15-minute break.
The fuck?
Oh, you got a break, bro? Bro, come on. That's cool. At least you got a break. I didn't get one. That was bullshit. And they were removing the money from my paycheck too. But still though.
See, I barely had a paycheck. I was working. It was some weeks, bro. I was working like 4 hours a week, my G. Can't make this up.
That's it?
Well, that makes sense, though. I mean, it doesn't, but the fuck? It does.
Wait, hold
you
on.
You should get a break, but 4 hours, you know, they be trying to... Week.
Bro, why were you only getting paid, only working 4 hours a week?
Because that is GameStop. There's a reason why motherfuckers are telling you, do not shop at, like, GameStop.
Who's the other person that went to GameStop? Was it Corb? Paradox?
It was Corb.
Corb.
Corb went to
GameStop. And them power cards.
Pro cards. Pro cards. That joke's still funny, bro. We still talk about that to this day, bro.
I don't know. I always thought of, like, GameStop employees dirty and nasty and, like, unorganized.
It smells. GameStop smells sweaty.
Some of them are.
That's how I always looked at GameStop, bro.
Stereotype? Yeah. That stereotype is sometimes true. And then they were trying to like hoard their female employees. I remember the first day we had a
you guys had like a female employees, day. Bro. What? No, you're joking.
Let me rephrase that.
There was women no females in GameStop, bro. There was no women employees.
That is the right word.
You lying.
I remember we had like a I don't know what the fuck you call this. I guess a GameStop camp. I don't know, but they had all the GameStop stores all come to one store, and like. They were like training us and stuff, and one of the managers, she low key told all the women there to be like, basically, be some whores a little bit, you know.
She hey, was, like, flirt with the employees, you wanna buy a game?
Get them to buy stuff.
Hey, big boy, you trying to play some Xbox?
That's basically what she said, bro. And I'm looking at homeboy that I just met. I'm like, bro, you hearing this? Like, am I fucking tripping or? I'm like, nah, let me just shut up. Like,
man, what the fuck's going on?
That wasn't the worst one. I think the worst is probably. Was it even with dealers, bro? That was like terrible, like slave stuff. But the only like benefit that kept me there so long with that weekly pay, bro. My weekly pay is a scam.
That shit is really a fucking scam. I hate it here.
You're living off two checks a month, bro. Like that.
I saw that. I was like,
man. I miss weekly pay, bro.
Be like, work harder. It's like, bitch.
I also saw where it was like, you work all these hours to have 48 hours of freedom. Like, damn.
Nah, I had no freedom at Dillard's. Dillard's, I was working 50 to 60 hours, sometimes 12 days in a row. And I was in a relationship, too, at the time. Like, at first, it was cool to, like, try to work it out. Because it was one thing, they would give you a set schedule for the month. So, I could plan around that, right? But sometimes, they wouldn't give a fuck. Because people would quit. No, fuck around and be like, oh, we had to change the schedule. And they just force you. You got no choice. You got to go on that day. And you're just forced to, like, go. And it's just like, damn, I already made plans and shit. Especially one time, they had me go to this training thing. Yeah, they forced me like
this. No, training, I'm sure they did, but I'm saying like from a legal standpoint, that's not how this works.
No. I'm getting to that. So it was this one training I didn't do, and I had to go to Memorial City Mall. That shit's it's a good 40 minutes to an hour, especially with traffic and stuff. And they threatened me. They were like, if you don't go to this training, you would no longer be working with dealers. I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm pissed. I'm pissed at this moment because I didn't make plans and stuff. And you're trying to make me go on my day off at that. I'm just like, what the fuck? You know, and I'm debating with it. And my parents are like, nah, you got to suck that shit up. You got to do this shit. And my girl, she was like, nah, you're
not a back.
And do it. She was like, it's cool. Like, don't stress about it. Just go. I went to that bullshit. I knew everything on there. Like, there was really nothing new that I learned. I was just like, are you gotta be kidding me? I live all the way over here.
To waste your time.
A waste of fucking time. I'm like, my boss could have just told me this shit.
You could have.
I'm just like, come on, bro. And then the customers were like, it was so bullshit. Like, they would try to, like, scam. They'd be like, oh, y'all got coupons? I'm like, no, we're dealers. We don't have no damn coupons. Like, it would just be some stupid shit. And they'd be like, nah, the shoe wasn't right. No, where the manager at? Like, it was always tripping. It was just trying to get every fucking discount on something. And even though they'd be completely completely wrong, manager would kiss their ass. Like, oh no, okay, you're right, you're absolutely right, and they will change the price too. It's just like, come on, bro. It's like, what was the fucking point? What's the point of having a price anymore if y'all just gonna kiss everybody's ass?
What a shitty
frustrating
company.
I can understand that. Yeah, that's shitty, super shitty.
And then we had like crackheads that will come in there, bro, and it was just
oh yikes.
Like it, like this one crackhead, she came in there. Man, she probably was on like meth or something. Like it was really bad. She was like, "Oh, can you hold these shoes for me?"
These?
And she was like talking to herself and stuff too.
Can I hold these?
She's like, "Yeah, I'll come back and pick it up around 4. Keep them running." It's like, 8 o'clock. I'm like, what the fuck? And my boss, she's from New Orleans. She's like, baby, don't even write that down. She on that stuff. Just don't even worry about it, baby. Just. Mm. I was just like,
keep an eye on it, but disregard.
Can I clock out?
Yeah, that brother star.
And then like this one crackhead, she came in there with the shoes on, bro. Took the shoes off and was like, oh, I want to return these.
Nigga, what?
And we closed too. She did this shit right when we closed. I was just like, bro. And my coworker, she was like, I'm not finna do this shit. And we had like a new manager that came in. She just trying to like talk to the customer and kiss ass. I'm like, no, I know we're not doing it. Like, we closed 5 minutes ago. Like, we're not doing this. My coworker, she was like, come on, guys. We clocking out. Let's go. We all dip because we wasn't finna just sit there and wait another 30 minutes for nothing. Like, it was just a bunch of stupid shit. And people will quit left and right. Like, all the young people will quit because they were accommodating, like, all the older people. And it's a commission thing, so...
Seniority. They always care about...
They were
fucking to... seniority.
Yep. So they had us doing double the work while the OB weren't doing shit. And they weren't tracking their numbers at all. Because it'd be like this one old lady, Gloria, she was fucking terrible at her job. She didn't sell shit. And she would try to steal other people's sales, which is like a big no-no. Like, even the assistant store manager, she was like, fuck that. She was like, if somebody takes your sale, you bring them to me, and you tell them, like, nah, you're going to have to pay with this out of your own check. Because, well, we don't steal sales out here. It's funny. There's a rumor that, like, her old job, she, like, fought somebody because they stole her sales or something. But I don't know if that rumor's true, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Just be out here, you know, doing sales and shit.
Yeah, that job was bullshit. I was just ready to get out of there. I'm at the job that I'm at now. I'm not gonna lie, it's kind of a downgrade. But only thing, I just don't have to be stressed about having to make a sale. Because if you don't make a sale like 2 months in a row, they can fire you at any moment. You can be a dollar off and go on like a deficit, be negative, and they'll still fire you.
Well, I'd have been in that bitch selling fucking water to an ocean. What are you talking about?
I mean, you gotta think with jobs. You gotta pick your poison. Always gonna be some type of bullshit. Always. It never fails.
I mean, do we have any more stories? Crazy stories?
What's crazy?
I mean, I have a story of something I've witnessed. I've witnessed, but it ain't like, you know, me.
No, actually, I mean like a job story. Like,
was this nigga at this one job? He was jerking off in the freezer.
Wait,
dude.
What? Wait,
yo. Dude.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo.
Don't sweat.
This nigga beating his dick in the freezer, bro.
I need you to explain this, sir. Wait a minute.
I didn't know, dude, bro. It was like my first month at McDonald's.
What? Oh, my God.
You know, this makes a lot of sense when you say McDonald's.
Damn, no wonder McFlurry was hitting.
Bye. I'm fucking. And then that's Dunkin' Donuts.
Saying, why would you say some nasty shit like that? And then
no wonder McFlurry be hitting. Like, did you just confirm you fucking eat semen?
Like,
hey, you might have been there and had the McFlurry.
Are you confirming to us that you eat semen?
Fuck no.
You probably had it, bro. You don't know. You
may have been. Oh, nigga, I don't eat where I work. Big
Mac. Would you say it? No, okay.
Just making sure. I'm coming. King probably was on his lunch break. He was like, damn, this Big Mac, why it tastes like that?
Nigga,
that reminds me of me and Saints, one friend named Young Air, bro. He was telling us about this story about how some dude he was at McDonald's and some dude netted in his sandwich.
Oh!
This is some folly.
That's a whole nother... That's a whole nother thing.
That's out of pocket.
So wait, how did they find out he nutted in the food? Like, wait a minute, in the
mayonnaise
food.
Look no, kind of
yeah,
grayish.
There's I have questions.
I don't have all the answers.
How, Sway?
Because I didn't know, dude, bro. I
was like, no, tell the story, but I have the answers. Come on.
All I know is we walked in on dude beating his dick in the freezer, bro. I don't know what nigga thought he was
doing. And why the freezer?
Hey, yo. You that nigga trying to fire going.
I mean, realistically, you want to be beating your meat in a fucking fryer?
No, but
you're
going
to be sweating, so I'd rather be cold than.
That's cold.
You trying to get some Jack Frost? I don't know.
Like a walk-in meat freezer, too.
Bro. Right. Literally the Jack off Frost. He's Jack Frost. Jack it off.
Nah, that's the origin story of the bear from the Icy.
I was working at Dunkin' Donuts though when I was there for like them 6 months. That nigga was cool.
Fucking wild.
Fucking wild, man. And then there was the niggas was just tripping over there. I didn't like that shit. They was paying me like, depending on how many days they sent me to a place, they was paying me like $400-$500 a week. But I'd be fucking tired, boy. Fuck that shit. It's hot as fuck in them.
Job story. They were underpaying me. Oh my goodness, they were underpaying me. Had me pressed in there struggling. It was like my first real pharmacy job too. So, you know, I'm trying to do everything by the book and I'm trying to get in good and make my way right up in this like closed door. Cause you know, it's not no regular pharmacy. It's not no Walgreens or CVS where you can just walk in like this is delivery, private company. You're paying them to be here and get meds from them, whatnot. And, you know, I set up as the phone clerk. I'm triaging calls and whatnot. We lose some people. So now, you know, I'm learning things back to back. I'm training people. I'm doing e-kits. And e-kits are emergency kits, you know, like if someone falls out and they're having a stroke, you got to give them an aspirin. Someone needs antibiotic, a narcotic, something like the emergency kit, insulin. That's what that's for. You know, I'm doing that by myself, coming in with stacks of e-kits on my desk, like I'm off 2 days type shit and you guys want this like tonight, and like I'm coming in my first, like I haven't been here, all of this, getting paid $13.46. When I first started off I was a temp, so you know I'm making 12, which is it's decent because you're getting paid every week, so that's not bad. But when it starts to the bi-weekly shit, that scam shit, that's when it's like, this is not worth it anymore. Like, schedule is extremely inconsistent. I'm closing, I'm opening, I'm mid-shift, I'm day shift, I'm second shift. Like, I'm all over the place. Sleeping in my car during lunches because I'm tired as fuck. Doing the absolute most. For $13.46, technically, as a pharmacy technician, I'm supposed to be making like 15. I'm getting like 13, 46. Like, that's kind of bad. So, you know, at this point, I'm trying to get another job. And actually, I land this gig. They're trying to give me 16 an hour. So I'm like, ooh, bet, another closed door pharmacy, another big company in San Diego. So I'm like, cool, bet. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said, that sounds fat. The money dance. Okay.
Man, low key, like the money was good, but it got to the point to where they were just spreading me thin and it wasn't just, I wasn't being compensated for it. So it's like, okay, if you're not going to compensate me for it, I'm going to go somewhere else and they're going to give me the money that I'm working for and I deserve. So, you know, I get this other gig. They're trying to give me $16 an hour. I tell this job, like, look, I'm leaving. You don't pay me enough. I'm sorry. I love working here. I've learned so much. Now they're desperate. They're like, no, we don't want you to leave. We'll pay you this. So they're going to give me $16 now. I kid you not. This is what the supervisor said to me. He said, I will give you this $16, but I do want you to know after this, you cannot ask for another raise. I was like, what? I was like, huh? I'm sorry. So this is all I get. And he's like, yeah, this is all you get. Like, we won't give you any more than this after this moment here if you accept it. And I was like, are you bullshitting me? You're kidding. Like, I can't even ask for like 40 cents, 50 cents. Like, you see my Wi-Fi cut out?
No, they're going to lock you on a number.
Oh, yeah, no, they were trying to. I mean, I left the company. I left them. Fuck them. Fuck that. Learned a lot. Great company. Did the best I could, but that was some bullshit. As soon as they said that, on top of the inconsistent schedule, I knew they really did not give a fuck about me. I was like, I don't care about this no more. Can't do it. 16 is all you're trying to offer me. And then you're telling me I don't get to do any higher than that. I'm like, are you kidding me? What if I become a pharmacist? Facts. What if, like, what? That's it. This is it. The flat rate. Like, yeah, this is it. Like, okay, nope. See, this is why I'm leaving to begin with. This right here. Whatever you want to call this, Mr. Supervisor, is why people are leaving and I'm leaving. I honestly have another experience, but like low-key, it's HIPAA like violation. And I do want to tell the story because it's juicy as fuck, but oh my goodness, it could relate in a lawsuit. I ain't even gonna lie.
Just bleep your
career. Yeah.
We'll bleep next.
I'm not even gonna lie, it could relate in one. I mean, I would not say names, of course, but still like a little risky.
Before we close out, you just reminded me. When I was working at Academy before I left the Dillard's. Oh man. So this is what made me leave in the first place. Like, I'm telling like my girl at the time, like, man, I'm kind of like over this. Like, it's bullshit. I come in there every Sunday and it's just tore up to the floor up. There's shit everywhere. I was like, I can't do this, bro. It's literally like shoe paper on the floor, shoes with the wrong sizes and stuff. I'm just like, bruh, I don't know if I can do this anymore. And like, we got like a yearly evaluation, and it's kind of bullshit because it's like you can't really calculate that. And I don't know damn retail, especially when it's like, no, there's not like we literally went like 8 months, maybe less than that, without a team lead, and we were doing good too. And then we got a team lead that was working cashier, which made no sense. He didn't know her fucking job. We got the evaluation, and my boss, he's super blunt, which I respect that about him, but him in the corporation, I'm like, y'all full of shit. They're like, yeah, we calculated everything, you know. This is what your strong suits is, and this is what your weak suits are. You can do better in this area. And he's like, okay, so like for the raise, it's 30 cents more. I'm like, what the fuck?
30s.
I'm like,
bitch, do I look like a...
I'm like, nah. I'm like, this ain't right. And I'm like, pissed off about it. That's my homies and stuff. You know, we're not supposed to, you know, legally, but homie, he got like 60 cents, right? I'm like, what the fuck? And then the other homie, he got like 20 cents. I'm like, oh, they did you even dirty.
Thanks.
And the other homie, he left because he got like better opportunity in like, I guess you could say like Sugar Land. But you know, he moved on, which is funny. We all had like a little reunion and shit. We used to call ourselves Academy because we were going to move across the street and open up Academy. We were going to take all the clearance shoes, too, and sell them shits. But, you know, thinking about that No, they probably would have sued us or something. Anyway, when I looked at that, I was like, fuck no, this is not gonna work. So then I took the dealer's thing, and when I told my boss about how much they offered, he was like, yeah, I can't even give you another raise. He was like, just take the job. He was like, I would just take the job. I was like, I don't know what the fuck they sell at Dillard's, but just go ahead and take the job. Academy was that. So that was, I was like, I think I'm like $8 or something. I can't even remember. It was something dirt cheap.
Dollars.
$8. I only did that because of Costco. Yeah. Because I worked at Costco. That was $14.50. Oh, I never told the Costco story. So they were basically like, they were racist as fuck. They definitely didn't fuck with niggas. And I worked in like the tire shop, and I was the clerk. Yeah, nah, I didn't get to really. I went in the shop, but I wasn't really working in the shop. And you know what? We'll just say I had a relative that worked there. I'm not gonna say like what relations, but I had a relative that worked there, and he got me a job, of course. But everybody went to this Costco to get their cars, like tires rotated and everything, because of him. And they hold him basically long because he had an employee stay over like during Hurricane Harvey, because the employee didn't have nowhere to stay. And my uncle, well, yeah, fuck it. I mean, we're not gonna get in trouble, but my uncle had him stay, right? And it wasn't like permanent or anything like that. The employee got fired, but he threw my uncle under the bus, and as a result, they demoted my uncle and transferred him out to a different store.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. And since that happened, it went downhill. And they were just fucking with me and fucking with everybody. Like, one dude, like, they got rid of all the brothers, basically. And one dude, he, let's call him, Joshua. Really cool dude. He always was working his ass off. And we would always joke around, like, with our supervisors, because he was cool. But he wasn't, like, the head, like, supervisor or anything like that. He was, like, say he was an assistant, like, manager. So he didn't really, he had power, but he didn't. Okay. But his job was, like, secure type shit.
But, like, and if the actual manager wasn't there, he would be next up in line type shit?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, like, he was next up in line. He would not have, but he would try to teach me different things, how to work the computer and stuff. And it was really bullshit. Like, long story short, you know, he was looking out for me so many times. They were fucking with me. He would come to tell me, like, yeah, bro, I'm gonna keep it real with you. Like, I know you have potential, but they were trying to get rid of you, like, day one.
Damn, what the shit?
The young ones with potential, all the older people who have been at jobs ever, what I've noticed, are always threatened by that. I don't know what it is. Like, maybe I will take your job, but at the same time, this is just a stepping stone. Like, I'm just trying to get experience. Like, it's not that deep. Why are you out to get me?
Well, I don't know you beyond about Costco, though. Like, in the long term, like, that's really like money making. And every time, like, this year, Target went up with a pay raise, Costco will go up. So it was really like really good money. Mm-hmm.
So I heard that Costco was like, their benefits are really good. They help people back to school.
Really good.
Like, is that all true? Like, they do really help people back to school?
Yes. Sure. And that's why they got me the fuck out of there and got everybody else. I don't know how I'm getting to that. It gets worse. So like, when he told me that, when Sammy told me that, I was like, nah, I'm gonna work my ass off. I'm gonna keep this job. And even my uncle used to tell me, like, don't stress, just be extra cautious, you know, don't be buddy buddy with like the other people,
but you know,
because like I could tell you which managers are cool. Yeah, because he knew because he taught Sammy, so he knew like who to fuck with, who not to fuck with.
Okay,
so I was like trying to work my ass off, right? Joshua, he was late 1 minute, right? They fired him.
Well,
no questions asked.
I didn't even give him 5-10 minutes. Just
nothing. 1 minute. No warning, no write-up.
Three strikes.
They fired him because... No, not no three strike. Like, that was it. Because you're in that probation stage, which, you know, you needed 3 months.
Oh, yeah. When you are in that probation stage, it is very, very tedious. There's no time for mistakes, slip-ups, none of that.
They're supposed to, but they purposely get rid of people, and they got rid of the brothers.
That's so, awful.
They were trying to write me up for stupid shit. So, imagine working at a tire shop, right? It's always slim, like nonstop cars. I'm having to pick up phone, 2 phones at that, answer calls, questions, schedule appointments on the computers. Then you got people coming in. Yeah, like I got to check in for them, make sure, get their keys, give it to the people working in the tire shop, all at the same time, by myself. Because the person that was working the clerk, she transferred out to a different store in Lafayette. So it was just me. And I'm barely getting any training. So yeah, I'll admit, like, there were some couple mistakes I did, right? They'll write me up. I'm like, damn, all right. Right. But one time it was complete bullshit. One person, they didn't talk to me at all. I know they didn't talk to me at all. But they lied, came in the store and said, yeah, a guy named Jerry, he told me that like the batteries cost this much. I'm like, what? I'm like,
oh wow.
In my mind, I'm like, nigga, no. Like, there's not even a guy named Jerry, so you're already lying right there. Price. 2, we definitely don't have no batteries for that price. But you know, at the end of the day, they priced it that, and I got a write up for that. And then it comes to the last thing. So I'm doing good, whatever. I got 1 week left, right? I'm like, oh yeah, I'm about to make it. Got this. And out of nowhere, like the day before. Literally, like the day before, it would have been the next month, and I would have been set where they could not fire me. Mm-hmm. They bring me in, and I'm like, oh. So it's really vague, and they didn't really explain, but they will call customers Costco members because you're getting that Costco membership card, right? But that's really vague because that can also mean employees. So I get pulled into office. I'm like, hey, we just come to a decision to go ahead and terminate you. Costco member said you had too many mistakes. And that was it. I'm like, are y'all going to explain what mistakes that was?
Like, yeah, that gives me nothing here. I have no insight at like, all.
Didn't tell me anything. Like, didn't explain that's it at stupid. All. And then I'm taking like a walk of shame, basically. And this one fuck nigga, I can remember. I don't know the dude's name, but I remember it was a bald motherfucker. Hey, bro, you need to answer that phone. I'm like, nigga, I just like in my mind. I'm like, nigga, I just got terminated. I got fired. I wanted to say fuck you, but I was like, no, I'm not gonna go out that way because you never know what shit.
You right.
But I was just like, okay, and just walked off. I'm like, oh, this nigga didn't ask me to answer the goddamn phone. I'm like, bro. But it's funny though because my uncle told me he got that store investigated and yeah, person that was in charge, they got him the fuck out of here.
You better than me, dog.
That's way better than me.
Off that shit, I'll be down. If you had a valid reason, I'm like, you got it. But if it's some bullshit, I'm like, oh, I bet I could be petty as fuck. Watch this shit right here.
In their petty, so petty.
Smiling the entire time.
And I really hated that job because like the money was good, but I was just like
miserable.
I don't really know shit about this job.
It's like it's good money, but oh.
Yeah, like it had the benefits, but I was like I hate driving an hour to work and then an hour back.
You gotta be happy with
it is a big thing, yeah.
I was just like, I kind of want to do this And then I was trying to get back into school. But yeah, nah. I was cool without it. But I'm like, if I could, I would go back to a different Costco. Because it was really good money, like benefits wise.
I heard it was. I've been thinking about it for a very long time. Like, shit, you know, get a pharmacy position up there or something.
Though. Yeah, you got to get in the door with that. Like, it's exclusive type shit. Like, you won't get in unless you know somebody that works there.
Oh, I know, and I applied like 3 times already. Ain't nobody say nothing to me. Mm-hmm.
You got to find somebody that works there, because
hello, somebody, anybody, but nah.
Well, I think that's about it. We're gonna go ahead and wrap this episode up. But yeah, we'll be back next week. Peace.
Peace out. Follow me on Wattpad. I write YMMEXO_. Check out my poetry.
Fuck about these bitches. Living my best life.
That's some photography. I do have a Wattpad. That's my Wattpad.
Yeah,
YMEXO_. I will.